This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. And Dean, earlier today you were at Parliament with a group of people.
Yes, I was on the steps of Parliament House. Tomorrow, the lower house will start a debate on birth certificate reform here in Victoria. So what's actually going on is the bill that's been put forward by Labor and supported by the Greens is a bill that will allow transgender and gender diverse people to change their gender marker on their birth certificate so that they can say that they're non-binary or change it from male to female or female to male and identify as how they really are, as opposed to what they have to do at the moment in Victoria, which is have unnecessary and violating surgeries.
And expensive.
They're expensive as well. These surgeries aren't covered in spaces. So today a group of, after a call to action by members of our communities and organisations, which was really lovely, saying, you know what, we want, the day before it gets debated, we want to show that there's support for this bill. We want to show that we've got our transgender and diverse communities' backs, because they often feel like that's not the case. The last time this bill went down, it was, the way it was debated was really disgusting and a lot of people felt really isolated and alone. And there's been a lot of anxiety leading up to what's going to be going on tomorrow for many in the trans and gender diverse community. So this was a chance for us to say, we want this, we've got their back, we need to make it happen. And I grabbed the microphone and spoke to some of the transgender people that were there. So here's now some of the conversations I had with Sally Conning, a trans elder, Sally Goldner from Transgender Victoria, Kachava Lewitt from Y Gender, Jeremy Wiggins and Sage Akuri on the steps of Parliament earlier today.
What do we want?
Birth certificate reform!
When do we want it?
Now!
Well, I guess Sunday, Monday got too much and we had a meltdown. Talking with a good friend, I said, I've got to go to this thing on Wednesday, being now, for my own benefit, to sort my own space out. And seeing all these people here is absolutely magic.
I'm a transgender man. I've been living as a man for over 15 years. In 2008, I tried to apply to have my birth certificate changed to be male, and it was rejected because the current legislation requires that I have surgical alteration to my reproductive organs. That means I need a hysterectomy.
This birth certificate reform will let transgender and gender diverse people have birth certificates that reflect our gender identities. Having a birth certificate that's inaccurate makes us unsafe, forces us to out ourselves, and is invalidating. This reform sends a strong message to trans and gender diverse people that we're welcome, that we're included, that our society is starting to recognise who we really are and cares about our safety and our rights.
I don't want to go inside when they're having the debates because I've heard some of the language that's going to be used and it's not nice. Street talk's better than the language that they use inside against us. And I think today, looking at this, there's so many allies here besides transgender diverse, it's absolutely magic to see. Support, support, support.
I'd like to also acknowledge that people can't be here today because it is too hard, there's too much stigma, too much discrimination, too much fear for a lot of our LGBTI community members, but particularly for our trans, gender diverse, and non-binary community members, kids and families. This action today is sending a message not only to everyone in that house and those chambers, but a message to every young trans, non-binary and gender diverse person who's going to see us on the news tonight, to every LGBT person in rural and regional areas, to every trans, gender diverse and non-binary community member who go home to a house that is not welcoming or supportive, where they're not loved, where they're not cared for, where they're not appreciated. So this is a message and a act of solidarity for all of them.
And this legislation means a lot to me, means a lot to my community,
the laws as they stand at the moment are not inclusive and they're not equal. And these laws simply change things so our privacy can be respected, that we have an equal chance of getting jobs, that we have, to use that good Australian saying, a fair go. There is no detrimental effect, despite exaggerated fears, to other people. And we just want to be able to get on with our lives equally, the same as the population, broader population, all other things being equal. And we just ask that this legislation be passed with as much support as possible, and thank those who have already committed their support.
And I use they, them pronouns. I identify as someone who's non-binary, and I was born in Victoria. So this legislation affects me directly. To be able to change my birth certificate means that I will be finally validated in my own state. It means that I will be recognised as the gender identity that I am, and it will affirm my existence here in Victoria. It will no longer mean that I am unsafe accessing services, seeing other people in public and things like that. So this needs to pass for our safety and our validation.
I'm a father of twin girls who have just turned 7. On their birth certificates, I'm listed as their father. So across the documents, I'm currently in Victoria, female father. I want this legislation changed so it's congruent with my identity. All my other legal documents say that I'm male, and I don't think you want me in the women's toilets. So thank you very much.
What do we want?
Where do we want it?
Now! What do we want?
That was members of the transgender and gender diverse community, Sally Conning, Sally Goldner, Kochava Lewitt, Jeremy Wiggins and Sage Akuri, today on the steps of Parliament House as community members gather to show their support for birth certificate reform that is going to be debated in the lower house of Victoria Parliament tomorrow.
Yeah,
now, that's pretty intense.
Very moving stuff. Very, very moving stuff that really shows the gravity of these decisions that are being made and how much it affects a community.
The transgender and genderverse community have always had the backs of other parts of our community. Yeah. It's one of the reasons why we wanted to take the space on the show today to show this, to talk and to talk about this, is because we need to.
Yeah.
We need to support the transgender and gender diverse communities. We need to let them know we've got their backs, especially if you were hearing what Sally was saying, Sally Conning, about how anxious she was about coming and being a part of this. Michelle, who does Trans POV and the Drive Show tomorrow here on Joy, was there as well. And we were talking about just how concerning it is. We thought that there would be people protesting that we should even be standing there or supporting trans people. And the reality is tomorrow, when this gets debated on the lower floor of Parliament, we know that we're going to be hearing some negative things. So it's really important for us to make sure that we're supporting and reaching out to all people within our transgender and gender diverse communities.
Yeah.
If you know someone, reach out to them.
Yeah. I think something that was really interesting that was highlighted in that package then was someone was talking about how it just meant recognition for them. And it really reminds me of that process that we went through for the marriage equality debate. And it's, you know, as much as it is about the specifics of changing this law and making things right for people, it's also just about recognising a community and saying you're valid.
And recognising the validity of who they are and their lives because they spend so much space being told that they're not valid, and creating that space for them. Now, I also spoke to some members of Parliament. So now we're going to hear from Martin Foley, the Minister for Equality, Fiona Patten, the leader of the Reason Party, and Andy Medic, the MP for the Animal Justice Party, who were all showing their support for the Birth Certificate Amendment Bill.
So the Victorian government is looking forward to the passage of this bill. This was an election commitment that we made last year and was widely consulted across the wider community, as well as strongly supported by the LGBTIQ Victorians. This is a simple issue of justice. This is a simple issue of fairness. All Victorians have the right to have their foundation identity document, their birth certificate, reflect who they are. This should not be controversial in 2019. This is about decency and human rights, and I call upon the Victorian Parliament to pass this bill with some degree of urgency so families like we've met here today can get on and raise their children, and that trans and gender diverse Victorians can live an ordinary life. That is all we are seeking through this bill, and it is time that Victoria joined the 21st century in this space and passed this legislation. We know that trans and gender diverse Victorians are sadly overrepresented in so many areas of poor mental health and physical outcomes. We know that something like half of the trans young people in this state have attempted self-harm or sadly even suicide. Let's be clear, what this bill does is remove the really invasive, expensive and sometimes dangerous requirement that you undergo sex change surgery to qualify to change your birth certificate. That has been found in many jurisdictions to be harsh, unnecessary and transgresses all sorts of people's opportunities to be who they are. This is an issue that has been kept quiet and based on stigma and discrimination has been hidden from public view. What this bill will do will authorise people to come forward and be who they are and as a result seek support and as a result be better ordinary Victorians with the same rights as everyone else. That's what this bill is about. And that's why I call on the Victorian Parliament to quickly pass this legislation.
I'm disappointed that we are back here to do this, but I'm excited that we are going to get it through this time. The only message that I've got here today is this is about safety, this is about security, this is about our brothers and sisters from the trans and gender diverse community. This is about treating our community with respect and treating everyone equally. I implore my colleagues in the chamber to try and respect the people who are here today. Respect it in the language that you use. Last time we debated this, it was hurtful, it was harmful. And I do not want to see that type of disrespectful behaviour, that harmful words and language that was used in this chamber of democracy. And I wish there's a speedy passage. I'm certain that we will get it through the Legislative Council this time. And I look forward to celebrating true equality and a true reflection of our birth certificates for who we really are.
First thing I'd like to do is to pay tribute to all the elders of the trans community who've paved the way for this moment that's going to happen. They have sacrificed so much, they have endured so much hate and derision from the community, and now is the time for them to shine. It's their moment in the sun. And I, for one, will not deprive them of that. I feel uniquely sat to talk about this because I'm the very, very proud father of a trans child. Eden has endured much as well throughout his short life. He'll be 21 on the 11th of September. And during that time, he has endured a lot of hate and divisive comments from the community that we live in, who are thankfully now changing their views, just like I expect the majority of Australians to change their views. This language that's been used, the hateful campaigns that have been run by the conservative media, need to stop. And I encourage all members of the trans community, while this is going through its passage through Parliament, if at any time you feel under threat, if you feel that you're being attacked and you can't cope, please ring Lifeline, call any of the available services for you to talk to someone. I sincerely hope that the debate in the chamber is not what it was before, because this legislation means everything, not just to Eden, but to the whole trans community, and they deserve it.
That was Martin Foley, Fiona Patton and Andy Medic, all on the steps of Parliament earlier today as they showed their support for the birth certificate amendment bill that is going to be debated tomorrow in the lower house. Tomorrow is going to be a difficult day for many gender diverse and transgender Victorians. Show them your support. It is okay if you are feeling uncomfortable about the things that you're seeing. Let's face it, The Australian has devoted a whole section to attacking transgender and gender diverse people. So don't look at it. Don't engage with it on social media. Go with the things that give you support. Go with what gives you strength and reach out for it. And as for everyone else, we need to be allies to our transgender and gender diverse communities. So reach out to them as well. Touch base with them. I know I'm going to be doing that tomorrow during Bree and Mish when Michelle's on, and also during Trans POV here on Joy.
Yeah. And Dean, we'll just say thank you thank you for putting that together. I think it is it's such an incredible thing for us to know about, and to respect, and to be aware of that this section, this very important section of our community, is hurting and understanding what they're going through. Lynn's also written in to say, love you, Dean. You're such a voice for our community, dependent and caring, whenever the action is.
Well, that's what we do here at Joy. We elevate the voices of those that are marginalised, and within our own communities, there's plenty that need to be elevated. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dee.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.